And it's time again for StoryCorps, the project that's traveling the country, bringing people together to record their stories. David Wright and Edwin Lanier Jr. are good friends. They live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Lanier is homeless, but his childhood was very different. His father was Chapel Hill's mayor in the late 1940s and 50s.
My daddy was elected mayor twice. I used to walk down the streets holding his hand. Everybody would stop and pat me on the head and said, "How you doing, little mayor?" Yeah, I had a wonderful daddy.
Your dad knew that there was alcoholism in the family.
Oh, yes, sir. I had alcoholism on both sides, but the worst came out of my daddy's side. And when I was about 14, he said, "Son, look, you come from a long line of chronic alcoholics." He said, "I'm an alcoholic just waiting for the first drink, and I refuse to take it." He said, "If you do, you'll get away with it for a while, but it'll destroy your life and probably kill you." And he said, "Won't you remember that?" And I said, "Okay, Daddy, I'll give it serious thought." I gave it enough thought that Halloween, I went trick-or-treating with my buddy, and we passed a horseshoe of frat houses. They was all out there partying, and one of them frat boys said, "Hey, you ever had a drink?" And I said, "No, I hadn't." Those kids knew who I was. Everybody knew who my daddy was. He said, "Now, you drink this, it's going to burn. What you're going to like is." I never felt so good in my life. As long as I had alcohol in my system, I was what I always wanted to be, a self-confident, good-looking, witty human being. And it worked very well for 40-some more years of my life.
Must take a lot of self-discipline to turn around.
Well, it took more than that. I had just been released for my 28th treatment for alcoholism, and the doctor told me when I left that I'll give you 2 weeks and I'll read your name in obituaries. So I went to Chapel Hill and stopped at the cemetery where my mother and daddy were buried to let them know that I'm sober and going to die this way. So then I came on down to a place I knew where there's an exit ramp where cars come around. I held a sign there, "Homeless, anything will help, God bless." And that's where I met you. Every time you came by, you'd stick out a $2 bill and a can of tuna fish.
You remember that day in front of the...
Yes, the bank. It was New Year's Eve, and I had nowhere to go, couldn't drink, everybody's partying. And you walked on over and said, "You remember me?" I said, "Yeah, you're the $2 bill man." He said, "I'm going to take you home with me for a New Year's Eve party. How would you like that?" I said, "I don't think that would work, sir. You got a wife? She's going to have a lot to say to you about bringing a homeless, smelly old man home with you." You said, "My wife will receive you well." I went to your home and had a shower, and you gave me some clean clothes, and we sat down at the table, and I told you some stories about who I really was and who my daddy was. There was a lot more to me than you might imagine.
I hope I was a little bit of a help along your path.
Well, you know, David, without your kindness and your family and all, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'd have gone back drinking again, but I say it would have been rough.
Edwin Lanier Jr. with his friend David Wright at StoryCorps in Durham, North Carolina. Mr. Lanier has been sober for more than 5 years. He is still homeless by choice. StoryCorps recordings are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear more StoryCorps interviews at NPR.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.